The U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on that spending bill that includes President Obama's request to provide funding and authorization to train and arm Syrian rebels to fight ISIS. The House passed the measure yesterday with wide bipartisan support, even though many of the president's Democratic allies voted against it. Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent, is with us now with more. And Ron, it's unusual to have so many Republicans voting with the president's party on this, but what's expected to happen in the Senate vote today?
The Senate is expected to vote later this afternoon, and we're expecting something similar to what we saw in the House. They are expected to approve the continuing resolution with this authority in it. Now, bear in mind, in the Senate, it is a package. The authority to continue with this training and equipping of the Syrians that we approve of to fight ISIS, that is a part of the continuing resolution, which is a $1 trillion spending bill to fund the entire federal government. So it's highly unlikely the Senate is going to put the brakes on that, or we would have a government shutdown crisis again. So we don't know what the margin will be, but we expect the Senate to approve.
And here we are 46 days before the midterm elections. How is that playing into how members are voting?
Members are always thinking about the next election, and members are always thinking about what the people back home are thinking, even if they're only looking at polls as opposed to worrying about voters going to the polls. So, of course, it plays in, and especially if you're one of those Democrats running for re-election in the Senate who came in with Barack Obama in 2008, and you're hoping to be re-elected now 6 years later at a time when he is considerably less the phenomenon that he was in 2008. And we're talking here about Mark Begich in Alaska, Kay Hagan in North Carolina, Mary Landrieu, Louisiana, and so forth. Some of these people are very close in the polls to extinction in November. And so this vote and every vote they take has to be seen in that context.
Are these people likely to vote against what the president wants?
It's not clear. I think there are going to be some of them who vote no because they probably will be able to vote no. And we should be clear that in the House vote as well, there were a number of people who did not want to vote for this authorization, who had been burned on Iraq before. Iraq, of course, is where a lot of this fighting against ISIS is going on, even if they're a Syrian-based terrorist group. And they don't want to have another vote for another war on their record. At the same time, while they don't want to vote for it, many of them think it needs to happen and that it will have to happen, and they know that it will happen, and so they get to cast a vote against it, but also understand that in the end it's going to take place. Yes.
Yeah. And as we said, this is part of a much bigger spending bill. What else is in it?
This includes everything that the federal government does that's considered discretionary spending, if it's not Medicare or Social Security or something else that's mandated. It's in this CR. This continuing resolution is the government going forward, and it's going to last into December.
Now, December, I'm glad you brought that up, because there has been a lot of talk that this is just setting up a larger vote on authorization for December after the election, because right now the president is relying heavily on a 2001 authorization for the use of military force, which specifically authorizes force against those responsible for the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
That's right. And it's against terrorism, terrorists, and it's a little general. And obviously, an awful lot of people would like to have a more serious debate, a more serious discussion about what exactly we're being hauled back into Iraq and Syria to do. What exactly is that going to consist of? They would like to have that full debate. They would like that to be something other than a debate that is colored by the need to fund the entire federal government. But we may be back in somewhat similar ground when we get back here in December, and a lot of people are upset about that. We'll see exactly what they decide to do.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.